All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Maseches Nazir. The good news is that if you learn Maseches Nedar, Nazir is a type of Neder. So that'll help us. And then the rest of it, we'll figure out if we move along, like we always do. But yeah, so let's get started right from the beginning. Starting on top of Beis Amud Aleph with the very first Mishnah, which is going to talk about the language that we use when we make a neder. One thing just to know in terms of language, the word kinoi, we're going to talk about kinuye nazirus. So kinoi always means like equivalent term, something that you're not using the actual words hareni nazir per se, but you use something else, some other word that's similar. And yados is always going to mean not hands in this case, but it's going to mean like a partial declaration. You say something that's like shorthand or something. We'll see as we move along. But that's going to be the conversation. The first Mishnah is how do we, the type of phraseology a person uses when they want to become a Nazir. I do recommend, by the way, if you have a chance to read the introduction of the article, I'm sure there's one in the corner also, about Nazir in general. But the Nazirs, we have probably a little bit of familiarity. A declaration want to become a Nazir, so certain things they're not going to be allowed to. They can't drink wine or a great product. They can't get a haircut or shave. They're not allowed to come tamei tameis. And then at the end of that, it's stam Nazirus is 30 days. If they become tamei in the meantime, they have to start again. All these types of things. Some of these things I think we are familiar with, but there'll be a lot of it that we're not. And we'll as usual, we'll pick them up. We'll pick up each detail as we move along. Okay. So says the Mishnah as follows. Call kinuye naziros kinaziros. Every type of, phraseology a person uses that's like naziros, it's a kinuye naziros, so that's classified as taking, an acceptance of naziros on themselves. Take a look at Rashi. Oh, sorry, the very, very important thing that changed back from Nedarim is now we have back to Rashi and Tosfos. So, welcome back. Rashi and Tosfos, no more Ran or the Mefarish, etc. I think I said Rashi instead of Mefarish all the way till the end. So now we're just going to say Rashi because it's Rashi. So take a look at Rashi on the right side. Call Kenuye Nazirus Kenazirus. Call him a Kabbalah love Nazirus. But also Lashon Shebadu Lahen Chachamim. Any person who accepts upon himself, by the way, Nazir can be a man or a woman can make a Kabbalah of Nazirus. It's not a lot of times we say he because Nazir is a man, but it could be a Nazira. A woman could become a Nazir also. So a person who accepts upon themselves Nazirus, but also Lashon Shabbat and Chachamim, the same language that Chazal said is appropriate. Harehu Nazir, that makes the person a Nazir. Kamo im amar Hareini Nazir. Just like the person said, Hareini Nazir, we're going to explain what they are. Rashi says, Ve'elu hen kinuyin Nazirus. These are the kinuyin Nazirus. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. All these words that are, again, you might notice that they look like almost the word Nazir. Right, like the resh has a line next to it that makes a nazik. You're going to see that a lot of these kinyan naziris are words that even look like the word nazir. Mish amar hareni nazik, osha amar hareni naziach, o paziach, harehu nazir. Mishum halin tamei for these reasons. Ista amar lashon shabad lechachamim hein. Or some say that actually Chazal have set up that these words are equivalent terms that work. And some say it's actually the language that non-Jews use. So we have to see what that means. Why would I care what the non-Jews say? Right? Maybe it's because you took away the leg from the kuf, right? The nazik, and that makes it nazir, right? V'dofen the ches, or you took away if you take away the line of the ches. The naziach, which would also make it nazir, but gogo the pay, or take away the roof of the pay. The paziach, right, which makes it nazir, right, a pay without the roof, it becomes a nun, right? V'dofen ches shabo, mashu slay nazir. The point is the different ways that these different words, even though they're not really the word nazir, but if they would be changed in a certain way, it would come out as nazir. Fine. So that's the first rule. Kinui nazirus kinazirus. And we'll spend a lot more time explaining what all this means. Ha'omer, hey, ha'reiz a nazir. Person says, I'll be. Makes them a nazir. Oh, I hate na'eh. I'm going to become na'eh. Okay? They are a nazir. Rashi points out, Ha'omra ahe, afapi shaloh tzi bisvasav nazir. He didn't say, hey, nazir. Okay, we're going to have to see in what scenario all the time, when there's a nazir walking by, when right, we're going to see in what scenario that's going to be. Okay. Nazik, naziach, paziach, hare zed nazir. Person says any of these words we just mentioned before, they become a nazir. Hareni kazeh. That person says, I'm going to be like this. Hareni misalsel. I'm going to, misalsel is going to be like something to do with dealing with your hair. Hareni mechalkel. Hare alei lishloach para. Hare zeh nazir. Fine. So hare alei tzip. So these are all, again, these are like things you say that reflect a certain para. It's going to be like, I'm going to let my hair grow. Okay, so there's different lishonos here, each one of them that in some way reflects accepting nazirus, even though you didn't say the words hareni nazir, right? So any of those things is going to make a person a nazir. Okay, hare alai tziporim, a person says I accept upon myself birds, right? Must have to do birds. So one of the things a nazir is going to do, he's going to bring a certain korban at the end, right? So Rabbi Meir Omer nazir, Chacham Omerim ain't a nazir. So we're going to find Meir Chacham, we're going to dispute what to do with this one. But the point is, all of these things are ways of saying, reflecting this idea of being a nazir. But take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hare nazir, talking about some of these other cases, and he writes, the yados naziros kin naziros. Okay? So we didn't see anywhere, actually, the language of yados in the Mishnah. Okay? But what's clear is that some of this language is not just equivalent terms, but some of it was like only partial, right? Ahay, right? Some of these phrases are not full. they're partial, right? So those cases are also going to work. Why? Because they're a yad. Okay, so it says Rashi, Ahay is a nazir, the yados naziros ki naziros, because the yad of naziros is also naziros. Ugoshim sha'oche is adam bebeis yad, sha'oche, language is cute, right? When a person wants to pick up a cup, okay, if you have picking up a coffee mug, not that type, but the regular type, right? So what do you pick up? You pick up the handle, right, the yad, right? So, I like that one. Okay, yes, like that one. Okay, you pick up the handle, sorry, I couldn't see. Shalchi u'magbia esachli atzmo kach zeh. So it's the same thing. So just like if you pick up the handle of a cup, you can lift the whole cup. So same thing here, kevin de amar ahei, osh amar ahei na'eh, harei zeh nazir. It's like you picked up the handle of the cup. Okay, you picked up the yad. That makes it enough to be a nazir. Osh amar ahei na'eh, harei zeh nazir. V'taymer dekula masnisin mefarish shikman. The Gemara's going to explain all of these things, where it comes from, why the order, etc. We're gonna unpack all of that stuff. Fine. And one thing, obviously, I think that's probably clear to us already by now, if we've learned Maseches Nedarim, if we haven't learned Maseches Nedarim, is that we take Nedarim very seriously, right? We're very careful when a person makes a neder, something that even seems like a neder. So if Naziris is a type of neder, so a person who makes a partial declaration of Naziris, we're going to treat that in a serious way, right? So that's going to be part of the question also. Are we just being like Machmir? Yados are like Naziris, what? Totally? It's total Naziris? Do you have to go back and make a full Naziris statement? Or are we just being careful because Naziris is serious, or is it because we actually believe that the partial language or the kinuyim or the yados are a full declaration and just counts? So we'll have to see as we move along. Fine, but before we do any of that, the Gemara first wants to understand why in the world Maseches Nazir is in our Seder, this Seder, because this Seder, as you know, began as what is called Seder Nashim. Right, so Nina, so I get it. Ksubis, Yevamos, we're going to do Kiddushin, Gittin, that I understand. Right? Michti says the Gemara. Tana b'Seder Nashim Kai. My time at Tani Nazir. The Tanas we're dealing right now, we're in the middle of Seder Nashim. Marriage, divorce, etc. Why in the world are we talking about Naziris, which has nothing to do, presumably, with that issue, right? With the issue of Nashim. Okay? So Tana, by the way, how would you answer the question for Nedarim?
Because so much of it is husband and wife.
Yeah. Nedarim was a lot of marriage, right? Nedarim actually was a lot of time talking about marriage.
So
exactly.
So isn't that the answer? I mean, this is...
Oh, good. Okay, good. It's good. So here we go. So Tana Krakai. So first of all, he says it relates to the Pasuk. Why? V'ayayim lo tzim sachem be'inav ki matzaba ervas davar. When the Torah talks about divorce, actually, So what's one of the reasons why a husband will divorce his wife? So that she did something inappropriate, right? Maybe she was with another man, etc. Something that he saw about her that made him upset. Right? She did something in Ervas Davar, is some type of inappropriate relationship with someone other than her husband. Right? V'hachi ka'amar. Mi garam la la'avera yayin. Right? And what is it that leads oftentimes people to make mistakes? So one of the answers is wine. We're learning right now in Tzvichas Chava, we're learning Stam Yenam. And the concern for Stam Yenam, why would you not allowed to drink the wine that belongs to a non-Jew, etc.? It's because you're nervous about chasna. So one possibility is that you'd be too friendly. But the other possibility is that wine in general gets people to make mistakes, right? With other people and they're drinking, etc. So all kinds of bad things can happen. So mi gram la la'avera yayin vika amar, and we know the concept. That's the next mitzvah. Now that person who sees, any person who sees the sota bikilkula, right? If she's messed up her life through being involved with another man, and now look where she is. She's in the Beis Hamikdash, and you know, going through this whole song and dance of trying to prove that she's not usher to her husband. Anybody who watches such a thing, what should they do? They just go, ooh, wow, I need to make some type of restriction in my life. I got to change something. Put something in place so I don't also make that same mistake. And what would that one way to do that is make themselves a nazir. You make yourself a nazir. Now you're not going to find yourself in any way involved in alcohol and making mistakes, etc. That involve alcohol, which would involve could lead to mistakes in this area. And that's what would happen. So and that's why nazir finds itself in nashim, because being a nazir is one way to preserve your relationship. We're going to see. There's a whole long conversation about whether being a nazir is a good thing or a bad thing. Why nazir at the end of naziris brings a korban chatas? Is that because it was bad to stop? Is that because it was the wrong thing to start? We'll have to see. Is this too extreme? Fine. But the bottom line is the approach of becoming a nazir, which is initially seen as in the chazal a way of guarding a person from averos, particularly in this area. So that's why it finds itself into meseches into seder nashim. Fine. Just take a look at Rashi for 1 second. My timer. Tani Nazir, why are you talking about Nazir? So it says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Demai Irya Mile de Nazir by Seder Nashim. What does Nazir have to do with Seder Nashim? So Tana Akrakai, Ubedinu da Havale Lemisni Lebasar Sota. So by the way, right, Sota, it's Nazir Sota in the order. So it should have been called Roas Sota Bikakula Yazir Asmi Menanayim, which by the way, that's how it is in the Psukim. Right, in the Torah, that's the juxtaposition. That Jerusha, right, comes where we find it in Rashi. On Ala Torah, that after Sota comes the story of Nazir. Why is that? For this exact reason, right? So what's going on here? So Rashi just points out it should really come after Sota. Ela I did Tana Ksubis Dikar Seder Nashim. So since we started with Ksubis, which is obviously a main part of Nashim, V'Tana Bei B'Perek HaMadir, and then within Ksubis we talked about Perek HaMadir, about people who take Nedarim. Within a ksuba. So Tana Le Nedarim, Labasa Ksuba. So then you're talking Parakamadi, you're talking about Nedarim. So what do we do then? Oh, we're talking about Nedarim. We might as well learn Mesechas Nedarim. Labasa Ksuba. So Hadar Tana Nazir. The Mismech Le Kral, Lindor Neder Nazir. We've seen that Pasuk before when we learned Mesechas Nedarim, that the Pasuk in terms of Nazirus, it actually references making a Neder, because a Nazir is a type of Nazirus. V'hadr Tana Sota the Amar Mar Kol Aroa Sota Bikakula Yazir Asmi Minyan. And then once we learned, Nazir because it came after Nedarim, which makes a lot of sense. And then because they're both about a type, it's a type of Neder. So once we finish learning Nazir, then we're going to learn Sota because of the connection. Fine. Haini Kidamina Besota Basi Harbe Yayin Osa. What?
There's a comment in here that
some
commentaries had a version of the order where they were inverted.
Sota first, and then Nazir.
And then this verse was different, talking about why is it coming after the last part of Sota about breaking the heifer's neck and all that.
Stuff. Interesting. Yeah, good.
But it doesn't have any sources on it.
Right. Okay. No. But yeah. It makes a lot of sense. It would make sense. Sota come first, and then Nazir. That's how it is in the Pesukim, in the Torah. So it would make sense.
Also makes sense that Kedushin came before, in the first place, because not had they meet.
Yeah. Correct. Good. So we had a lot of things out of the order. Good. The joke they say, why Gittin comes before Kiddushin? Why is Gittin come before Kiddushin? Hashem is careful. Hashem always makdim refuah lemaka. So that's not a funny joke. I don't think it's a funny joke. That's the joke they say. He puts the solution before the issue. But fine. But Chalila, we didn't need it. Okay. So anyways. Fine. Here we go. So now that's fine. So the Gemara now has figured out how we go, why we placed Nazir here. Now let's go to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara as follows. Pasach b'kinuyin u'mefarish yados. Gemara says, what is happening here? You begin by saying, call kinuyin Nazirus, kinazirus. Every equivalent terms of Nazirus is like Nazirus. And then what did you do? You jumped and started describing yados, right? These partial terms, right? So what's happening here? Okay? So Amar Rava Vitema Kadi. So as Rava says, and some say Kadi just meaning it was nobody. It's you know, unattributed. It's not necessarily anyone. We don't have the name of the person who said it. Chasuri Mixura Vahaki Katani. So first of all, the Mishnah is missing some words here. Okay, this is what it should say. Kol Kinuya Naziros Kinaziros, Viyados Naziros Kinaziros. So it should have said, all the Kinuyim and Naziros like Naziros, and the Yados are also like Naziros. Ve'eluhein Yados, and this is Yados. Ha'omer Ahei, etc., etc. That's what it should have said. Okay. So because Ahei, whatever, is already a Yad. So you went from, you just told me Kinuyim are good, and then you described Yados immediately. So what we should have done, we should have started with, So says the Gemara, no, what I should have said was, all Kinuyim are like Naziris, and all Yados are like Naziris, and here are the Yados. Fine. So that's nice, but we still have a problem. What's the problem? Velifrosh Kinuyim Beresha. If that's what you're doing, if that's your order. All Kinuyim are like Naziris, and then all Yados are like Naziris. So when should I go back? What should I do next? Ve'elu ha'en Kinuyim. Right, now explain what the Kinuyim are. He didn't do that. So the Gemara says, no, Tana me'ahu desolik hahu mevarish bereisha. No, I'll tell you what we do. So this happens all the time in Mishnayos. I do like A, B, B, A. I say one, then I say the second one, and then once I'm on the second one, oh, let me just explain the second one once I'm there. How do I know that we do that? We do it all the time, right? How do I know? Because, kidisnan, b'meh malikin, u'b'meh ayin malikin. Right, what can I use to light Shabbos candles? Right, the Mishnah, second paragraph of Shabbos. Right, what can I use to light candles? What can I not use to light candles? Umefarish ein malikin lo b'shem. Right, we do it all the time. That's that Mishnah we know well. Right, so you gave me yes and the no. Now let's describe the no. Right, b'me tomnin u'me ein tomnin. Right, another Mishnah is in Masechet Shabbos. What can I do hatmanu with on Shabbos? Can I cover up? What items can I use to cover something to keep it hot or keep it cold? What can I do with that on Shabbos? And what can I not use to keep it hot on Shabbos? And mufarish, ein tomnin, etc. You shouldn't do it with fine. So again, yes and no, and then explain the no. Bereisha. Okay, what can a woman go out with on Shabbos, and what can she not go out with on Shabbos? Again, in terms of the question of carrying without an eruv, right, on Shabbos. Umefarish lo teitzei isha bereisha. Again, it explains, this is what she shouldn't go out with. Okay? So those are all examples where we do this, right? A, B, B, A. Explain, lay out one, lay out two, and then start by describing the second one. Fine. Well, that's great, says the Gemara. But I have examples of just the opposite. V'hatanan, v'meh behemi yotza v'meini yotza. Masechet Shabbos is full of all these examples. What does the animal go out with? What does the animal not go out with? Umefarish yotze gamal beresh. Yotze gamal beresh. And then it tells you what the gamal can go out with. So wait a second. Now you just gave me A, B, A, B. So clearly it's not all the time. Yesh nochalin manchilin. Nochalin velo manchilin. Gamal is baba basra. How does the person transfer their yerusha, transfer their nachla? So there are those who get nachla and give nachla away, and those who don't, manchilin v'lo nochlin, lochlin v'lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. These are all the examples the Gemara there in Baba Basra gives about how Yerusha works. And different people, they get Yerusha, they can give Yerusha, they can get but they can't give, they can give but they can't get, etc. And mafarish elu nochlin manchilin. And it goes back to, and then when it describes it, it goes back to the first example, right? So what's Bereisha? So what's going on here? So you want to tell me that this is standard. We do this all the time. It's actually not standard. We don't do it all the time. There's only certain situations where we do this. So what are you talking about? So fine. So Ella la'olam tenihachi. Utenihachi. So the truth is, it can go either way. There's no real rule. There's sometimes in the Mishnah we'll do A, B, B, A. Sometimes we'll do A, B, A, B. There's no it doesn't have to be in only one way. Okay. So Ella Hassam the Isur de Nafshehu Mefarish Isur de Nafshe Beresha. But when we're talking about a case where we are talking about something that's an Isser for yourself, right? People take something that's an individualized Isser, something that's Usser just for me. So people are nervous, right? And therefore, we put the thing that's usr first, right? That sounds kind of negative, but it's not negative. It's you want to be careful, right? And so we're careful to make sure once we're describing an isr, so we describe the not what's mutter, we describe first what's usr, so that people can be like, oh, I want to make sure that I don't make a mistake. So that's what it means to have yir shamayim, to be a little nervous. I want to be a little nervous. I want to be careful. So that's why that one goes first. Like abe behema di sura id behema hu de asi mefarish hatera berisha. But when it's your animal doing an isser, which isn't as big a deal. So again, by the way, it's still your behema, so you're still responsible. But it's not as big. It's not as significant because it's my animal doing the isser. So then we put the permissible things first. Fine. Just take a look at Rashi for 1 second. Rashi says, El olam tani hachi v'tani hachi, the last Rashi on Amud Aleph. He writes, Mistavra taima dahasam gavi behema bima behema yotza, in the case of the behema going out, aidi behema hu da'asi sha'asr l'gamal, let's say. Right? It's it's sort of the animal that's asr for the animal to go out. Ba'afsar, well, with its saddle. Aval, who ain't chayef bedaver? She ain't a roila. Hilka chalisha isura with the hachim efar shetir bridge. The point being, it's not as big an isur, and that's why we put that first. Fine, okay. So, but what about our? But Gabi, so now we can explain the other cases also. Gabi yesh nochlin nami mefar shikar nachla varisha. And when it comes to inheritance, so we also put the ikar nachla first. Okay. Take a look at Rashi. Gabi Yeshnochlin Nami Mishum the Ikr Nachla Hu Mefarish Ikr Nachla Bereisha. The main example of how Nachla works. Yeshnochlin Machlin, the person who gives Nachla, receives Nachla. So we put the main example first. Okay, Elahacha Lifrosh Kinuy Bereisha. But fine, if that's all true, so then what about over here? What about over here in Nasir? So why in Nasir don't we? So like that's all great. You explain that like sometimes this, sometimes that. Why sometimes A B A B, sometimes A B B A. Fine, but like why? Then what are you gonna do with over here? In our case of the nazir, why? Tell me Kiyim, tell me Yados, and now go back to, and then you go back to, and then you continue with Yados. Why is that? So Elahainu Tam Yados Hol VeAsyan Le Midrasha Chavivin Le. So I'll tell you why. Because a yad. How do I know that a yad of Naziris is like Naziris? There's a drasha that tells me that. And since there's a drasha that tells me that, drashas are especially beautiful, and we love drashas. And it makes us a little more, like it makes us more excited. And so it comes from a drasha, so we place it there first, like more of a chiddush, right? Like in learning, right? Learning a chiddush is more exciting, so that goes first. Okay, so it says, Gemara, fine, but liftach b'hom b'resha. But if that's true, if you like it so much, so do this. Elu hen yados, right? Right? Or begin with kol yados naziris kinaziris, but kol kinuyin kinaziris kinaziris elohen yados, and just do it that way. Then you don't have to worry about switching the order. So fine. So tana ki maskil beikar korban will the inin perushe mefarish yados perush. No, so when you start with the ikar thing, the ikar korban the normal way, right, which is a regular like sort of kinuyim, which are more standard. And once you start with it, that which is standard. Right, so then you go back to the thing that's more exciting. So you begin with like the more standard language, kinuyei nedarim, and then you describe the one that's more chaviv, which is the yados, and that's why we have the order of our mission the way we have it, and we will continue on tomorrow.